from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Feels like a Monday. Feels like Dan Day should be doing trivia there tonight, but today's actually Tuesday. And still enjoy happy hour at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. By the way, that is the spot to watch football this season. Got the NFL starting on Thursday, and then you got college football all day Saturday, NFL all day Sunday. I'm looking for a place to lunker down, watch some football.
Great beer or two,
some great food.
Oh, my goodness.
Good people.
Yes.
Just a perfect spot. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. A lot of people, we were talking about Tyreek Hill and 100-yard games. A lot of people texted in that he only played in 16 games last season.
Mm-hmm.
And so Solana wouldn't be wrong. But
he wouldn't be right.
I will tell you, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel texted me, and his initial text was, no one's right. It's 8-8. Tyreek played 16 games last season. He missed the second Jets game. Then he texted me back. He said, let me double check this to be sure. And he says, nope, Crowder is right. Tyreek played in 17 games, including playoff games. 8 games with 100 yards, 9 games with less than 100 yards.
One of those being 99 yards.
And
I think that matters.
Perk did point out, in the 8 games that Tyreek Hill had 100 or more yards receiving, the Dolphins were 8-0. And in the 8 games, 9 games, with less than 100 yards, the Dolphins were 1-8.
And cut this out of the podcast, because the Jaguars know that number.
But every other team knew that number.
I am going to lean that damn way. Tyreek's not beating me.
But
Jalen Waddle better go crazy. Berrios better do something. Jonnu, there, I'm not going to let Tyreek go for 100.
I get that. But every other team was saying the exact same thing last year about the Miami Dolphins. And guess what? Mm-hmm. He still had just as many games with 100 yards.
No. He didn't. He didn't. Half of them, more than half of them,
tried to
stopped
sneak that
him
in
getting
there.
100 yards. I know. More than half of them stopped him from getting 100 yards.
So you're saying that the Jacksonville Jaguars, their defense is so elite that they can neutralize the Dolphins' best offense, best option.
Solana,
that's what you're saying.
I'm not. You're trying to put words in my mouth. I'm not saying that a Jaguars defense is elite, and they're. I'm saying that as a D coordinator, I'm not letting Tyreek Hill catch those damn little skinny posts, the bang eights as we call it, and bop somebody and go for 90. If Tyreek gets the ball, it's going to be under 10 yards, and he's going to have to work for every damn yard he gets. That's what I'm saying. I appreciated Chris Perkins. My other two CPs in my life are Clinton Portis and
very important CP.
I know it was a very CP. So you the have CPA? Taken over. You've taken over Clinton Portis. My CPA's name is Carter Strong. He's coming to the house tomorrow morning because I got some tax stuff to sign. Yes, Chris Perkins, you've taken over his CP. Because Solana, it's not on him. I think we can look at Justin Jefferson's, Jamar Chase's, and all the top receivers. It is hard to have more 100-yard games than less 100-yard. It's just it's difficult to have more 100-yard games than that. That's not what people do.
But he did.
Randy Moss.
Like
Randy Moss. Look at his numbers. We can do the research tonight.
But it's like, what's it equivalent to? A 30-point game in the NBA? Is that the equivalent? 35?
Not even. Hawk, it's a 40, 50-point game. 100-yard. Once you get that first 60, okay, this is the offensive plan. I'm not going to let him do that to me anymore. That's what it is.
But you're
making
it
against
sound.
Moss. I played against Steve Smith when he had 175. I played against Randy Moss when he had 140, like 2-3 touchdowns. I played against those top dudes, and we get to the sideline, and they say, any front we call, the coverage is double 84. That's what we're doing the rest of the game. Let Deion Branch beat us.
Okay, but Crowder, you're essentially saying the Jaguars know that Tyreek Hill is great, so they're going to keep the Dolphins from letting Tyreek Hill beat them. So there's no way Tyreek Hill is going to have 100 receiving yards. And I'm telling you that I don't buy into that, because I'm not saying put the house on Tyreek Hill to have 100 receiving yards. But
that's what you're saying.
Would you? No, it's not. But would you be shocked if he had 100 receiving yards?
Not at all.
Right, but that's my point. Like, it seems like it's more likely that he'll have 100 receiving yards then he won't have 100 receiving yards. And fine, you win this big argument, but guess what? In one of those games that he didn't, you're 9-8, he had 99. So it's basically a push here.
Gambling, though, over 100, that's a loss. I mean,
loss.
It just is. So
you know, gambling is not 80-20. The best gamblers are 50, what is it, Hawk? 54%?
55%.
It's crazy. Listen, I'm going to hit you.
Every team last year said, we're not letting Tyreek Hill beat us. And he still had 1,800 yards or 1,750 yards, whatever it was.
Yes, and it's very hard. That's why I bring up Justin Jefferson. I bring up Jamar Chase. I bring up Steve Smith. I bring up Randy Moss. I bring Andre Johnson roasted my ass in Houston.
I will tell you this, though.
They are great receivers, but I'm not letting him get 100. And more than half the teams he played did not let him get 100.
Okay.
Right. I will tell you this,
no,
Solana. There's
okay.
a reason
it's
that
facts.
The over-under is 97.5. Like, Vegas doesn't think it's over 100 yards. They would have made it 99.5. Like, that's the reality.
That's fine. You guys don't believe in the cheetah. That's fine. Go ahead.
Well, you don't believe in Tua. I don't know how you think he's going to have 100 yards receiving. You hate Tua.
No, Tua's going to sling it.
You think Tim Boyle's going to get in.
There's going to be a lot of pitches. A lot of pitches. Some jet sweeps.
If Tim Boyle's in the game, he's not getting over 100.
All right, let's get to headlines real quick because I want to talk some Hurricanes with John Michaels. Here are your headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Miami Hurricanes are the 12th ranked team in the nation, according to the latest AP Top 25 poll.
All right.
Well justified.
No complaints here.
We've reached the point of the show where Hawk and Crowder scroll through their phones as I read headlines. My favorite part of the show.
I'll tell you this.
I was commenting on my nephew's Instagram.
As we sit here today, Cam Ward is the top 5 UM quarterback of all time.
Oh, well, come on. I mean you can't say that after one game.
Name them. Geno.
Well, no. Geno? I'm saying that you literally can't say it after. If you're saying, where do I think he's going to be slotted? Yeah. Yes. But you can't call him one of the 5 best quarterbacks in Hurricanes history after one game.
Geno told me he could spin it, Hawk, and I watched him throw, and he is one of the most who else would it be? It's Geno, it's Ken Dorsey.
Vinny Testaverde.
Won a Heisman.
Three.
Ken Dorsey.
That's one of my 3. Testaverde, Geno, and Vinny.
No, man.
You have to go back like at the beginning of the program, but before I was here, like
No, no. There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that you're forgetting, bro.
Brock Berlin.
Stop it. No, I'm talking like Jim Who? Kelly.
Oh, Jim Kelly.
Bernie Kosar. Bro, Miami at one point was QBU. You realize that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
George Myra.
Jim Kelly, Vinny Testaverde. I'm just looking at the list here. Jim Kelly, Vinny Testaverde, Ken Dorsey, Bernie Kosar, Steve Walsh, Gino Toretta, Craig Erickson, George Myra.
I've never seen George Myra play.
Well, that was, yeah, I mean, yeah. In the 60s. I think, didn't he play with DBJ?
He could sling it.
You don't know. When did you see? What was Myra's best throw?
George Myra played 61 to 63.
DBJ played 61?
I may have made that up. I thought he was from that era, but probably not.
DBJ. I was about to say
no, because that would put him in his 80s, no? No, but Jim Kelly.
DBJ's 116.
Jim Kelly, Vinny Testaverde, Ken Dorsey, Bernie Kosar, Gino Toretta. It's hefty competition to claim top five already.
If you want to do post Ken Dorsey era, if you want to do ACC era, Miami in the ACC era, the only guy I would even say probably has the edge over him right now after one game is Jacory Harris, who gets a lot of shrapnel from Canes fans.
He was in the Heisman conversation after week one, if you remember.
Jacory could play.
But yep. Jacory, you know, he's a starter for like 3 years. I mean, it's literally the best quarterback Miami has had in the ACC era, without a doubt.
Eric King had some games.
Stephen Morris, like
TVD.
Games.
TVD had that first season. He had he had six 300-yard games in a row or something crazy. Yeah, TVD went crazy.
But you're right. If Cam Ward didn't take another snap, he's already the best Miami Hurricanes quarterback in a decade.
Victor Bermudez texting me, he's not even Stephen Morris yet. Morris broke records at Miami.
Yeah, but he played 4 years.
Vic.
Come on.
Vic. Cam Ward, what I saw in Gainesville, is not Stephen Morris?
Uncle Vickin.
McVicker. My Uncle McVicker.
Oh, it's McVicker?
I got a text. It's McVicker.
Oh. Well, that's a cool name.
But you've never heard of a McVicker as a first name?
I have not.
The best accolade Stephen Morris earned as a starting
quarterback? Stephen Morris!
Well, he did break UM records. Like, I remember passing records, touchdown records. But the best accolade he earned was 2013 All-ACC third team. Cam Ward already locked up first team All-ACC. I mean, it's locked. It's done. It's delivered.
I said the Heisman. He locked up the Heisman on Saturday, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm better than Stephen Morris was at football. I was an All-American.
All right. Anything else in the headlines? Solana.
Vic.
He started 4 years. He did.
I don't give a damn if he started 8 years. Vic.
The Marlins, they play tonight. By the way, FSU drops from number 10 to unranked. Embarrassing loss last night. The last time a team ranked in the AP preseason top 10 dropped out of the top 25 entirely by the second AP poll was Clemson. In 2008.
Wow.
Clemson's number 25, by the way. Tough times for Norvell,
FSU,
and Dabo. All right, finally, guys, LeBron James listed as Mount Rushmore of Grams. I'm sorry, quarterbacks. Is Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks. I got you for a second, though, right? I did. Here's LeBron's Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks. Are you ready?
Well, it's going to be Dak Prescott, I'll guess. Mm-hmm. He loves the Cowboys. So Dak is going to be on there. No. Mahomes is going to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
Brady.
Brady.
No, it's got to be current quarterbacks, right?
No, Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks all time. These are his
all time.
Yeah, Dak's not.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant current.
He'll put Troy Aikman before Dak.
Right. Yeah, he's gonna have a cowboy on there. Let's see.
Aikman.
Brady.
Brady Mahomes.
Brady Mahomes. Marino.
I don't think he'll say Marino because he hates Miami.
Brady.
This is LeBron? LeBron James.
No, the other LeBron.
Okay, so LeBron.
This is LeBron Johnson.
LeBron Johnson. Terry Bradshaw, Y.A. Tittle.
Oh, you thought I was talking about LeBron James? I'm talking about LeJuan James.
Brady Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm trying to think. Is it Aikman or like Roger Staubach? Something like where he goes deep into the Cowboys.
He's my age, and that's when Emmitt and Irving.
Yeah.
And
okay, so Brady, Mahomes, Aikman, and
would he do like Peyton, or would he go like Cunningham?
Peyton Manning. You're right. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah, you guys nailed it. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Montana, and John Elway are his Mount Rushmore.
I said Elway. You yelled at me. Somebody yelled at me.
That's his Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks. So Stephen Morris is snubbed. Sorry, Vic.
Vic going to yell Stephen Morris at me.
It's crazy to bring up
anything Stephen else,
Morris.
Solana?
At least give me a Brad Kaya. Trent Williams and the Niners agree to a three-year restructured $82.66 million deal that includes $48 million at signing, $27 million signing bonus. How the hell are the 49ers paying everybody so much money? Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7, 85 degrees. Back to you guys in the studio.
All right. Well, you're in the studio. We're not in the studio. John Michaels is going to join us next from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We'll talk some Miami Hurricanes football with him.
You're right. I am.
Yeah, there
the
you
studio.
Go. You really had it for sure. Yeah. Yeah, you had it locked in there, locked and loaded.
You're right.
No, you're right. Yeah,
I was about
studio.
To read the weather again. You're Yeah, you're locked in.
I was going to tell everybody about my friends at Hollywood Kia. Because their goal at Hollywood Kia is to be number one by making your car buying experience the absolute best possible. And that's exactly what they're going to do because I experienced it myself. They have the highest volume of Kia sales in Florida. I tell you that every day. So when you go to Hollywood Kia, you'll find an extensive selection of new models and certified pre-owned vehicles to choose from. That includes a long list of cars. Kia Forte, the Soul, the Sportage, the Sorento, the Telluride, or if you want to go electric, the EV9. For all these vehicles and plenty more, Hollywood Kia, they can do the deals that other dealers can't or won't do. So head to Hollywood Kia. You can go check out their dealership to see all these exciting vehicles yourself, whether you want to trade in, whether you want to lease, or if you want to buy a brand new Kia, you're going to experience, as I did, a no-pressure environment. And at Hollywood Kia, they're going to help you find the perfect vehicle for your needs and budget. Also, you can check out their website right now, hollywoodkia.com. You could search by year, model, price range, and much more. So whether you're in Hollywood, if you're in Fort Lauderdale, or if you live in Miami, like me, the best customer service around, you're going to find it at Hollywood Kia. They're conveniently located in Hollywood on the corner of Pembroke Road and 441. We want to see you in a Kia from Hollywood Kia.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Got to wrap things up here. We went a little long there with John Michaels, but we had to celebrate, Crowder. We had to celebrate a nice Canes victory over your Florida Gators.
Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you. Good news for you is we get to focus our attentions on Dolphins Jags for the rest of the week. And until I bring Gino on, of course, on Thursday, and we get to relive the Hurricanes. Ass kicking of your Florida Gators. So
Gino told me Cam could spin it. Gino, sorry.
Before we get out of here, hurricane season can get very busy this time of year, but hurricane season doesn't have to be as stressful as it's been. Just contact BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Take that step to protect your home, your possessions, and your family with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. It's a game changer during hurricane season. Imagine your home is protected with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. That means no more lining up for plywood or trying to put up hurricane shutters that never seem to fit properly. If a storm is approaching, I'm telling you, it's a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. So do yourself, do your family a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can check them online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Graham Mertz got us. Graham Mertz!
You need to
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.